我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
愿我口中的言语、心中的意念都蒙主悦纳。
May the words from my mouth and the things that I think will be acceptable by the Lord.
要求主把今天的话、今天的灵粮赐给我们。
May you give us, may the Lord give us His word and His bread today.
让我们有一个谦卑的心来接受主的话。
So that we have a humble heart to receive His words.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a one question.
有没有人喜欢在家里面储很多粮食的？
Anyone who would like to store a lot of food in their home?
那你在家里面储了三个月的粮食的，有的举手。
If you store at least 3 months of food,
有一个啊，三个月的粮食。
That's one day.
哦，如果你们不够粮食的话，其他们可以啊帮忙帮忙。
If you don't have enough, you can come go to his house.
我很多年前有一天我去拜访一个信徒在 New Jersey。
And several years ago, I went to visit a Christian in New Jersey.
他买了一个房子，蛮大的，也有那个 basement.
He bought a really big house with a big basement.
带我去参观他的房子。
He showed me around his house.
去到那个 basement 里面有一个 room 蛮大的哦。
There's a really big room in the basement.
大概有十尺长的，六尺宽的。
It's about 6 feet by 10 feet by 6 feet.
楼底啊，很高了哈。
And the ceiling is really high.
我一进去就看，我就会哇哦，他的粮食粮仓真的很厉害，超过三个月都可以吃不完。
As I entered the room, I was really wow because there's more than 3 months worth of food there.
我在想，美国这么紧张吗？
Is that serious in
the United States? 要储这么多粮食吗
？Do you really need to store that much food?
可能有些过期了，还吃不完呢。
Maybe some of them already expired.
所以你有三个月的粮食，要看看有没有过期，过期了早点吃，而且送给别人了。
So you have more than 3 months of food, you have to really check the expiration days. If you know, maybe you can give it to somebody else too.
在世界上大概有40到50个国家。是缺乏粮食的，在这种情况里面。
In this world, there's about 40 to 50 countries which are in shortage of food.
联合国报告他说，全球有8.15亿的人是没有的，就是挨饿的哈。
There's a United Nations report saying that 815 million people are starving.
大概有数百万的儿童呢。是面临营养不良的。
And there are millions of children, they are actually in the risk of malnutrition.
我们中国人，我们就关心一下中国。中国的粮食问题更大。
There's an even bigger problem in China.
因为现在经济环境好增长，所以呢，许多人现在不用挨饿了。
But because of the economic growth, a lot of people do not have to starve.
但是中国的总理李克强呢？他曾经说过一句话。
The Prime Minister, Li Keqiang, said one thing.
他说13多亿的人口啊，谁能担当起这个责任？
Who can bear the responsibility of feeding 1.3 billion people?
他唯有靠大家的智慧、努力和上天的赐福。
And we can only rely on everybody's wisdom, dedication. And the grace from heaven.
2017年，中国的粮食进口是13,062万吨。
In 2017, the China imports food of about 130,620,000 tons of food.
稻米、大豆进口呢，是世界的第一。
And then the imports of soybeans and rice was the number one in the world.
所以我们要祈求天父祝福中国和世界各地没有天灾人祸。
We need to pray for our heavenly Father so that China and other areas or countries they will be free of disaster or man-made problems.
不然的话就会饿死很多人了。
Otherwise, a lot of people will be starved to death.
我是吃那个生命面包长大的。
I grew up eating something called live bread.
因为香港有一个面包公司叫生命面包。
Because there's a bread company called Life Bread.
所以我每天都吃那个 toast.
I eat the toast of this bread every day.
所以耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
那可以英文也可以翻成我就是生命的面包。
And exactly what the English say, I am the bread of life.
中国人口粮以米饭为主。
And rice is the main food for Chinese.
北方人可能吃面条比较多。
Maybe in the North China, they eat wheat or you know.
我妈妈信主呢，都是给那个米粮有关系的。
One of my reasons that my fathers believed in the Lord is because of the relief food.
因为在1960年代的时候，香港是一个非常贫穷的一个地方。
Because in the 60s, Hong Kong is a poor place.
所以呢，教会里面都提供了好多救济品给有需要的人。
And that time, the church provide a lot of relief food and stuff for the poor people.
那个时候，我年轻的时候，参加诗歌班去那个客家话的一个重振会里面做礼拜。
When I was young, I joined a choir of a Hakka speaking church. To worship.
我本身不是客家人。
I'm not a Hakka myself.
但是我去那边参加他们的诗歌班。
But I joined the choir.
有一个教会的管理人就问我要不要米粮。要不要米。
And there's a leader in the church asked me, do you want to have some rice and food?
我就说好，回家问我妈妈要不要。
Then I say, okay, let me go home and ask my mom about this.
我妈妈说，你这傻孩子，当然要了。我们一家五口，当然要米了哈。
And my mom said, silly boy, of course we need the food, and we have so many people in the house.
回去就问这个老姐妹说，我妈妈说我们要。结果呢，他们就给我们35斤一个月，35斤的米粮。
So I talked to the old lady in the church there, and then we need the food, and then the old lady gave us about 35, you know, 斤 of food.
我们拿一个卡呢，去那个米店里面就可以拿，每个月拿35斤，以后他打一个洞在里面就可以拿回家，不用付钱。
I was given a card that you can every time every month you go to the church and punch the card, and then you can get.
所以我妈妈会感受到教会这个耶稣真的能够帮助人，能够提供一些人的需要，她心里面很受感动。
My mom was really moved by the fact that the church can really provide the food to people and provide what they need.
所以我向她传福音的时候，她很快就接受了。
So when I shared the gospel to her, she really accepted quickly.
所以他就后来就跟我去教堂里面做礼拜。
And so she followed me to the church to worship.
不到一年呢，他就决志信耶稣了。
And less than a year, she decided to believe.
就在常常祷告，常常读圣经。
And read the Bibles and the scriptures frequently.
要参加教会的各方面的活动。
And participate in all the church activities.
所以耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
所以真的帮助了好多的人。
And indeed helped a lot of people.
所以1960年代教会的人数呢，给1950年代呢增加了多了一倍以上的人数。
And the population and going to church actually doubled from 1950 to the 1960s.
因为教会真的帮助了香港好多的贫穷贫困的人。
Because the church really helped a lot of people in Hong Kong, especially the poor.
所以刚才我说我是吃教会救治的米粮，还有教会提供的奶粉，教会提供的面条来在那个六零年代那个时候是这样来过活的。
I really survived my in the 60s by receiving church food and the meal powders and a lot of other stuffs.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
他引起了两组人很关注。
It was concerned by two groups of people.
第一组的人，他们是因为得饱的，是因饼得饱的众人。
The first group of people are the group that actually they was fed by Jesus.
因为在六章里面讲到里面，许多人也是众人的许多人，六章第一节第三节里面讲到耶稣行神迹奇事。
And in chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, and there's a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick.
到第五节到十三节讲到耶稣用五个饼两条鱼吃饱了超过5000人。
In the same chapter, chapter 6, verse 5 to 13, and Jesus used 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed over 5,000 people.
因为这一群的人远远的跟从着耶稣来到这个山谷听耶稣讲道。
This crowd actually followed Jesus for a long way and until they reached this valley.
也许他们因为听到耶稣能够行神迹，耶稣能够医病赶鬼，所以他们的跟随着耶稣走。
This crowd saw the miracles performed by Jesus and only he because he healed and people and he feed the people. And they followed him.
有些人可能看见过，有些人没有看见过耶稣所做的事。Some
people might have seen what Jesus has done, some may not.
所以当耶稣看见这么多人的时候，问他的门徒说：“你们给他吃吧。”When
Jesus saw so many people there and asked his disciples, say, let's feed them.
啊，门徒都很头大，20两银子都没有办法可以让这些人吃饱。
And the really, you know, the disciple really, you know, puzzled because how can we feed these people with that little money?
就算你有钱，也不能够买到粮食，因为在一个山谷里面。
Even in the valley, even if you have money, you might not be able to buy any food.
那结果呢？有一个小孩子，他有5个饼2条鱼。
But there's a child there. He has 2 fish and 5 loaves.
要拿出来给耶稣。
And bring it to Jesus.
那耶稣就看见，就感谢神，就叫他们把人50个人一排，51排把它排好。
Jesus took it and prayed to God, and then he asked them to spread the food in front of the people.
耶稣就把这个饼鱼举起来祷告之后，祝谢之后，就分给门徒，这门徒呢，就分给这个群众众人。
And Jesus took the loaves and the bread and praised the Lord, and then he asked the disciple to share among the people.
结果呢，就吃饱了超过5000人。And
ends up over 5,000 people have you know being fed and have enough food to eat.
所以这一群人呢，看见耶稣真奇妙了。他们亲眼看见耶稣能够祷告这个五饼二鱼之后，就能够吃饱这么多的人，他们更加兴奋起来了。These
people, the crowds, were really excited because they see the miracle performed by the Lord.
那圣经里面有没有讲那个段时间里面耶稣医病赶鬼？And
the Bible is also talk about and Jesus healed the sick and also
没有讲。
They didn't say that they healed the sick and outcast the demon.
但是在这个众人这一群人，他感觉到耶稣解决了他们生存最基本的一个条件。But
the crowd did see that Jesus solved their problem, survival problem, you know, of eating.
所以呢，他们就跟着耶稣走。So
they follow Jesus.
啊，也许当中有些人说：“哎呀，他不单只能够给我们吃，又能够行神迹奇事，那我们就是推举他做我们的王好了。”
because they saw Jesus and performed this kind of miracle, they want to make Jesus the king by force.
啊，如果有超过10000人的话，你是一大堆的一大群的群众哦。
And there's about more than 10,000 people there.
所以呢，耶稣知道他们有这样的一个企图。
And Jesus know that, is aware of their intention.
所以耶稣跑到山上。
就是 Jesus went uphill.
啊，他们有些人就追到山上。
And some people really follow him up to the hill.
耶稣下到海边，他们又跟着到海边。
And Jesus came down to the sea and they also followed.
所以耶稣没有办法好像逃避这群人啊，这样的跟从他。
So it seems like Jesus had to get away from the people that are following him.
所以在26节耶稣对他们说。
So in verse 26, Jesus said,
我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为要见神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
So in verse 26, Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
很可惜的，当耶稣向他们说明，我就是上帝所差所赐的真粮。
And what a pity, Jesus declared that I am the bread of life.
是生命的粮。
And is the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Whoever comes to me will never go hungry.
信我的永远不渴。
And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
但他们已见到这位生命的主耶稣。
Even they saw this Lord of life, Jesus.
很可惜的，他们却不信他，接受他。
But they did not believe in him nor receive him.
你们都是一群上帝祝福的人。
You are a crowd of people blessed by the Lord.
因为你没有看见耶稣，我也没有看见耶稣。
You haven't seen Jesus, and neither do I.
所以我给你都是被上帝祝福的人。
And we are blessed by God.
因为耶稣说，没有看见而信的人，这是有福的人。
And because Jesus said, whoever believe in me without seeing me, and they will be blessed.
我常常去给人传道的时候，常常有人回应：“你把耶稣显给我看，我就信。”
When I was talk, you know, I have sermons, and a lot of people ask me, "If you show Jesus to me, reveal to me, and I will believe."
我相信耶稣显现给他看的时候，他不一定信。
I actually doubt that because even when I show them Jesus, they might not believe at all.
你看这一群人都看到耶稣啊，行神迹奇事，五饼二鱼吃饱五千人，又有疫病，又能赶鬼，他们还是不信。
This is a perfect example showing that even Jesus did all the miracles and feeding them with two fish and five loaves, they still did not believe him.
所以信耶稣啊。信心信耶稣是最重要。
And the most important things to for the belief is through your faith.
很多人都失去了机会。
A lot of people were lost their chance.
因为他们没有啊，没有用信心去接受耶稣。
Because they did not believe in Jesus by faith.
那第二组人呢
？And the second group.
就是不信耶稣的犹太人。
The second group that they did not believe Jesus is the Jews.
从四十一节开始，他提到犹太人。
And the scripture mentioned the Jews starting from verse 41.
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他。
At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that come down from heaven."
那耶稣说。他们说这句话之前，耶稣说了一段话，在六章三十二、三十三节，还有六章三十八节说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，拿从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮是拿从天上降下来，赐生命给世界的。”
And Jesus said this earlier in verse 32 to 33. Very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
第三十八节说，因为我从天上降下来， 不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
In verse 38, it said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me."
犹太人不是因为耶稣以上的话犹太人因为耶稣以上的话，他把耶稣的话合成了，这样呢，他说耶稣说。我是从天上降下来的粮。
And based on what Jesus said, the Jews actually fabricate what Jesus words say, "I am the bread that come down from heaven."
犹太人他们议论的不是生命的粮的问题。
But the Jews grumble is not whether he is the bread of life.
乃是他们怀疑耶稣是如何从天上降下来。
But actually, they care about how he came down from heaven.
所以他们的理由是什么呢？
And so what was their reason?
他们就说，这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？
Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph?
他说，他的父母，我们岂不认得吗？
And whose father and mother we know of?
那如今他怎么说，我是从天上降下来的呢？
And how can he now say, "I came down from heaven"?
所以他们就在议论耶稣。
That's why they grumbling about Jesus.
耶稣就给他们说，你们不要议论，要听我的教训。
Jesus asked the Jews not to stop grumbling among themselves.
耶稣给他们说，他是父差来的，是父上帝使人来。
And Jesus said, "He is sent by God. It is the Father who draws the people."
在约翰福音在三章一到二节讲到，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
And in the book of the Gospel of John, and chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, it said, "Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus."
这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由上帝哪里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹如果没有上帝同在，无人能行。
And Nicodemus is a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has came down from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him."
所以在这里我们看到，不是所有的犹太人不接受耶稣。
It's not all the Jews that did not believe in Jesus.
所以有一部分的犹太人不接受耶稣。
There's only certain some Jews they did not believe.
所以这个法利赛人，这个尼哥底母，他相信耶稣是从上帝那边来的。
And this Pharisee Nicodemus, he believed that God came from God.
因为耶稣所讲的、所行的都证明显示出他是由上帝那边来的。
Because what Jesus had done or proved that he came from God.
所以今天有很多人不信耶稣，但是他们因为没有看到耶稣的奇妙。
Today's a lot of people they do not believe because they haven't seen the miracles.
也许我们当中有一些人还没有决定信耶稣，就是因为你的眼睛、你的耳朵还没有听到、还没有看到耶稣的奇妙。
Maybe among you there are some people that you still have doubt because that you haven't seen or heard that is the work he have done.
耶稣两千多年来，他在世上成为世上的光。
And Jesus came to this world 2,000 years ago, and he became the light of this world.
我上次做见证也讲过，我去欧洲的时候去看到那些教堂，最喜欢去看教堂的，都在高高的山上，哇，人很多啊，从四面八方的人都来到教堂里面来参观。
And last time I shared with you about it, and I like to, when I visit Europe, I like to went up to the church, and those churches are usually up in the top of the hill, and they're magnificent, and a lot of people came there just to want to see them.
无论你信的还是不信的，人都喜欢去看这个教堂。
Whether you are a believer or not, you know, people love to go up to those churches.
他们都会感觉到耶稣真的奇妙。
They all feel that Jesus is miraculous.
我相信很多人就因为这样，他们就去重新的思考 耶稣的奇妙。
I believe some people they will start to think about the wonders and miracles.The specialty of Jesus.
我记得，也许我在这边讲过这个见证。
I have talked about this testimony before.
我在新泽西州传教的时候，有一个老先生七十多岁了，他是新华社的退休的一个记者。
And I when I was New Jersey visiting a friend, an old friend, and he was the retired worker from the Xinhua agency, news agency.
他白天没有做事，他在他女儿家里面就到处走，就看到我的那个教堂有中文字的教堂。
He was doing nothing at his daughter's homes and just wandering around, but he saw the sign of our church with the Chinese characters.
他就进来看找不找到牧师在。
So he came to the church and see whether the pastor was there.
我刚刚在教堂，我刚在教堂。
By coincidence, I was there at the time.
我就很欢迎邀请到教会来坐来聊天，在我的办公室里面。
So I welcome him in into my office.
我们聊了很多的事情。
And we talk about a lot of things.
那最后我就给他说，你现在在美国可以很自由读圣经了。
And I told him that now you are in United States, you are free to read the Bible.
他说是啊，牧师，以前我在中国都不敢读圣经。
And he replied, yes, pastors, I really, you know,
就是还没有开放之前。
Yeah, I really afraid to read the Bibles.
所以我就借了一本圣经给他。
So I lent him a Bible.
那你们要学习了，让人读圣经，不要从创世纪读起啊。
So we have to learn. When we read the Bible, we should not read from the book of Genesis.
小朋友可能很好奇要读创世纪，但是最好让他们读福音书开始。
Maybe the young kids they are really interested in reading from the first book, but actually it's better to read from the book of the Gospels.
所以我教他把那个马太、马可、路加、约翰四本福音书。回去读一遍再来找我。
So I asked him, go back home and read the four Gospels, and you know, before you come back to me.
我给他说你要集中精神的在耶稣的身上。
And I told him, focus your eyes on Jesus.
让他回去好好的读。
So he so that he go back to your home and read it the Bible.
一个月都不够了，他就回来了。
In less than a month, he came back.
黄牧师，谢谢你把那个圣经借给我读，我真的很欣赏这本圣经。
And he told me, thank you, Pastor Huang, for lending me the Bible. I really enjoyed reading the book.
因为我也知道圣经是世界上是最有权威的最出名的一本书。
And I know, and he said, I know that the Bible is the most famous and authoritative book in the world.
他说牧师啊，我现在知道了，耶稣呢比毛泽东还伟大。
Now I know that Jesus is much greater than Chairman Mao.
但是我不相信他是神呢。
But I can't believe that Jesus is God.
因为在他们的背景是无神论。
Because they are atheists in background.
我说没有关系，你现在暂时不信，你就回去再读一本书，就是《使徒行传》。
And I said it's okay now, but you can go back and read one more book, the Book of Acts.
你回去读的时候，你要注意这个耶稣的学生门徒所做的一切的事情。看是不是有神子的存在。
And pay attention to the work performed by the disciple, and maybe you can see that that is a God's existence there.
过了大概两个多月，他再回来了。
And after more than 2 months, he came back again.
他说：“黄牧师，我已经受洗礼了，在我儿女的教堂里，女儿的教堂已经接受。”相信了耶稣了。
He said that Pastor Huang, I already received baptism in the church of my children already.
他的女儿的教堂。
And the church of her daughters.
感谢神，因为他相信神的大能、神的奇妙，在这个《使徒行传》里面 能够显示出来。
Because he saw the wonder and greatness from God through the book of Acts.
因为他真的很了解，很明白耶稣的奇妙跟伟大。
Because he really now understands the greatness and the wonder of Jesus.
所以我们在座当中的朋友，如果你还没有信耶稣，你要回去读福音书。
And for my friends here, you haven't believed in Jesus, I suggest you go back to read the Gospels.
Yeah, 去了解耶稣他的生平。
And to understand Jesus' life.
所以感谢神，在耶稣让我们能够明白，他就是上帝差来的救主。
And we thank the Lord that you know he let us see that he is the one sent by God.
所以刚才我们看到那个尼哥底母的事情，就是正见证了耶稣是谁差来的。
And we just read the story about Nicodemus who believed that you know Jesus was actually sent by God.
所以群众和犹太人都见到那个五饼二鱼的神迹。
And the crowd and the Jews saw the miracle of the five loaves and two fishes.
他们都让吸引他们来到耶稣的跟前。
And these draw them to Jesus.
所以耶稣说，到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活，信的人有永生。
For Jesus says, I will raise them up at the last day. He who believes has eternal life.
所以耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，透过这一句话的信息，希望他们能够信，能够有这个复活的盼望，要有永生的盼望。
And Jesus said it again, I am the bread of life, so that they have the hope for the eternal life.
在犹太人这方面，就是第二点，耶稣教训说，耶稣很重复的给他们说，我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus said it repeatedly to the Jews, I am the bread of life.
但是耶稣又很明白的说明，第五十一节说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃了这粮，就必永远活着。我所要吃的粮就是我的肉，为世人生命所赐的。
And Jesus said it more clearly that I am the living bread that came down from heaven.Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread is my flesh, and I will give for the life of the world.
所以耶稣里面这边就很清楚，耶稣说我是生命的粮是什么意思？但可是的，就是这一群人以及犹太人，他们都看见了，但是他们都不信。
And Jesus would explain that he is the bread of life, But however, it's a pity that the Jews, they did not believe even they saw it.
就没有信心去接受耶稣就是生命的粮，是生命的主。
And they did not have the faith to receive him as the bread of life and the Lord of life.
肉酸的口粮，人吃了仍然会死。
You will still die after eating the food of the flesh.
真天粮，人吃了就不会死。
But however, you eat the true bread, and you will not die anymore.
真天粮就是耶稣。
And the true bread is Jesus.
耶稣说，我的肉是真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。五十五节说的。
In verse 55, Jesus said, For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink.
所以这个真天粮就是耶稣。
And this real food is actually is Jesus.
香港有一个教堂，在美国也有一个教堂叫灵粮堂。
And there's a church in Hong Kong called 灵粮堂。
灵粮堂就是说他们就是传圣经的话，就是我们属灵的粮。
They preach the words of God, which is the you know spiritual food.
这个教堂很注重那个传福音的工作。
This church really emphasizes on evangelism.
他们每个礼拜天的下午三点就有一个布道会。
And on every 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, they will have an evangelical meeting.
有时候晚上有也有一个布道会。
And sometimes even the evening also have an evangelical
meeting. 所以早上做礼拜。
So in the morning, this is a service.
下午跟晚上都有布道会。
And in the afternoon and evening is the evangelical meetings.
他们要把那圣经的那个真粮能够传出去，让人能够领受到。
They want to send the message of this real spiritual bread to the crowd.
我年轻的时候很喜欢听他们礼拜天下午三点钟那个布道会。
When I was young, I really interested in going to those evangelical meetings.
因为那个牧师他是很会做布道的工作。
Because the pastor there was really gifted in preaching.
但是现在的教堂做布道会的比较少了。
And nowadays, very few churches actually are doing the evangelical meetings.
因为现在我们没有办法在门口里面派单张，请人到教堂来。
Because it's hard for us to, you know, hand out the pamphlets.
也不是说教会不能做布道的工作。
It's not that the church cannot do evangelicals.
那每一个信徒都是一个传道人。
But every Christian is a preacher.
你都要承担耶稣给我们的大使命。
And you have the responsibility for the great mission.
所以你要计划我们一年里面，你能不能带两个人来教堂
？And we should plan for whether you can bring two persons to the church.
一只手一个，左手一个，右手一个。
And with one hand, you know, the right hand and the left hand.
每一年带两个人来教堂。
And bring two persons to the church.
然后。固定了某一个日是布道会，就请人来。
And for that month, which have the evangelical meeting, you bring the people there.
要多关心他，多为他祷告。
And you should care for them and also pray for them.
你知道为什么以前的格里汉布道会这么成绩这么好呢？回应这么好是为什么原因？为什么呢
？Do you know what are the reasons why the effect of the evangelical meeting from Dr. Billy Graham was so successful.
因为每一个信徒都总动员，为要带来的人祷告，教会里面有固定有祷告，又有那个培训做陪谈的工作等等。
Because each person was really motivated for on the praying, and also they come to the prayer meetings, and the church also provide a lot of, you know, education for them.
所以我们每一个信徒已经信主的受洗礼的信徒，我们应该每年要有一个目标，都要带两个人回到教堂来。
For those who has baptized, we should have the goal of bringing two persons to the church each year.
那教会就会增长。
And then the church will grow.
如果你每一次都是两手空空的来。
But if you come to the church,
那教会里面永远都有空的位置。
And there's always an empty chairs in the sanctuary.
你不要忘记你的本分。
And don't forget your responsibility.
这个是很重要的一个要做的事情。
This is an important thing for us to do.
耶稣说：“我的肉真是可吃，我的血真是可喝的。”
And Jesus says, "For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink."
犹太人是怀疑，怀疑和没有办法相信了解耶稣重新的说人子的肉，和人子的血的人。
The Jews really doubt and did not understand this fact that Jesus said again, that he He asked people to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
耶稣说你吃我的肉喝我的血就有基督的生命就有永生和复活的盼望。
And Jesus said, whoever eats his flesh and drink his blood and remain in him and him in them.
但犹太人没有办法可以接受相信。
But the Jews cannot accept nor receive it.
但也许有一些基督徒对 这句话里面 也许有一些疑惑。
Maybe some of the Christians still have some that don't fully understand this.
Yeah, 半知半解的。
And they don't fully understand.
你还记得在里面说的爱言就是圣餐里面是怎么样的呢
？Do you still remember what the scripture mentioned about the Holy Communion?
在耶稣献立圣餐的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，擘开，分给门徒说。
When Jesus set up the Holy Communion, he took the bread, and when he has given thanks, he broke it and said,
这是我的身体，是为你们写的。
This is my body, which is for you.
你们每逢吃的时候要如此行，要这样做来纪念我。
And do this in remembrance of me.
饭后他拿起杯来祝谢，递给门徒说。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying,
你们同饮这个杯，这是我离新约的血，是为你们和众人免罪而流的。
This cup is the new covenant in my blood. And
你们每逢喝的时候要这样做来纪念我。
And do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
就是在你们教会每个月里面都有一个爱言，就是圣餐。
And this is the Holy Communion that you have in every month.
你要知道，圣餐这个字在圣经没有的。
The word Holy Communion was not there in the scripture.
有一些神学里面用的字在圣经找不到的。
A lot of terms used in the theology that you could not find them in the scripture.
比方三一真神啊，三一这个真神这个字 ，Trinity 这个字。在圣经也找不到。
And you cannot find the word Trinity in the Bible.
所以呢，有些教会他们不喜欢用那个圣餐这个字。
So a lot of church they don't want to use the word Holy Communion.
他们要用爱言。
They use the terms a feast of love.
也是用最后晚餐。
Or Last Supper.
其实这些字也是没有在圣经里面出现。
And actually those words they didn't occur in the
所以这个圣餐的信仰是犹太人所不能相信接受的。
And this faith in the Holy Communion is not believed by the Jews.
却是基督徒的信仰的根基。
But it is the foundation of the Christian's faith.
也是我们生命的粮。
It's also the bread of life.
耶稣说：“我的肉真是可吃，我的血真是可喝。”
In the Chinese Bible, Jesus said it this way: "My flesh is edible, and my blood is drinkable."
大家不舍得知道不知道，在这个圣餐的观点有四个。
And I don't know if you know that there's four viewpoints on the Holy Communion.
天主教他们相信这个圣餐就是叫发子血，发子血，也就是说。这个饼给酒在他们的字面里面祝圣之后就变成了耶稣基督的身体和血。
The Roman Catholic Church actually believed that after the blessing, this bread and wine will actually become the flesh and blood of Jesus.
所以他们说意义就是说领受的人能分享基督在他们的弥撒。中能够为了赎罪而被献为祭。
And they believed in the mass. If you can take this Holy Communion, your sin will be forgiven.
那另外一种就是叫统领说，就是路德宗的一个观点。他说这个统领说就是饼给酒呢，是包含在基督的身体和血里面。但是不是按字面的意义来改变，是基督还真实的在这个饼与酒中同在。
And the Lutheran Church actually said that this bread and love, they refer to the flesh, but you cannot interpret it literally.
所以领受的人呢，还要借着这个分享这个饼给酒呢，来得到那个罪的赦免和信心的坚定。所以呢，但他们必凭的信心来领受。
So the one you receive the Holy Communion, and you will, and through this, you will, your sin will be forgiven, and then your faith will be, and strengthened. And but you have to really do this, receive this in faith.
那改革中的长老中的他们的观点是怎么样呢？他们说基督不是按字面意义在饼与酒中同在。但基督是在灵性上同在。
And from the Presbyterian Church, actually, they believe that, and Jesus is not literally the bread and on the wine, But Jesus is spiritually, they're the same.
他说领受的人呢，透过分享饼与酒呢，来接受上帝的恩典。
And the believers and receive the God's grace through the sharing of the bread and the wine.
那第四点就是纪念的观点呢，就是浸信会啦、门诺派啦，也许是福音派的教会，也许是基督教会。他们说基督没有在物质上还灵性上的同在，在这个饼上。
And for the viewpoint of the Baptist Church and the, some other evangelical church, they say that Jesus does not have any relations or in the flesh or spiritually with the wine and bread.
所以领受的人呢，就是以纪念基督的死为最重要的意义。
And the people who receive the Holy Communion, actually, they through this, they try to remember Jesus.
无论哪一个观点。
No matter what viewpoint you take,
我们都是用信心去接受耶稣说，他说了，我们接受是我的身体，接受是我的血。
And receive the fact that what Jesus said, this is my flesh and this is my drink through our faith.
耶稣说，我的肉正是可吃的，我的血正是可喝的。有圣经学者认为呢，另外一种翻译是比较好。我看看你们认为哪一个比较好。
And there's another, some Bible scholars actually think that this phrase that should be translated slightly differently.
它的翻译是这样，因为我的肉真是真正的食物，我的血是真正的饮料。
So the new translation is, for my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink.
吃得喝，在犹太人的用词里面呢，常常会表达就是说，将食物变成自己生命的一部分。
And eat and drinks are the vocabulary that used commonly by the Jews to mean that you to make food to become part of the life.
尤其是指在律法上来说。
Especially when they're referring to the laws.
那许多的拉比呢，他们将律法称为他们的面包。
And many rabbis actually proclaimed that the laws are their bread.
你吃了就是等于接受遵行这个律法。
When you eat it, you mean you receive and you follow the laws.
所以耶稣给他们犹太人说，还是这个群众说，我的肉是可吃的，我的喝是可喝的，没有用那个危言耸听的话。
So when they heard Jesus say that you can eat my flesh and blood, Jesus did not use an intimidating words.
只是他们听起来。是他们没有信心去接受。
And however, they still do not believe.
所以结果在六章最后一段里面，有些人说：“哎呀，耶稣，你说这个话，我真的没有办法接受。”他们就离开了耶稣。
So in the later part of chapter six, and people say, "Jesus, your word is so hard to understand, and that's why they leave."
那耶稣就问十二个使徒们说：“你们都要走吗
？”And Jesus asked the 12 disciples that, "Do you also want to leave?"
彼得代表了所有的同学，他说：“你有永生之道，我还要跟从谁呢
？”And Peter said, "You have the truth of life. Who else should I seek?"
所以，但愿我们在座每一个都能够跟从这个有永生的耶稣基督。
And may all of us who want to follow this.The Jesus who has the true life.
所以我们从圣经圣餐当中，我们更加明白耶稣所说的，我就是生命之粮的奥秘。
And through the Holy Communion, we will understand more about the secret that Jesus is the bread of life.
唯有用信心才可以享受领受耶稣生命的粮。
And only he who believes can enjoy Jesus' bread of life.
我用一个短短的故事作为结束。
I'll use a short story as a conclusion.
有三个宅闯到那个圣法兰西斯的家里面去想偷东西。
There were three thieves. They broke into the house of St. Francis and want to steal things.
其实他们想的就是去能够拿到一些能吃的东西。
And actually, they want to grab something to eat.
结果给一个年轻人抓住了。
And, but they were caught by a young person.
这个年轻人就骂他、啊、还有呢 赶他走。
And this young person is really mad at them and want to send them away.
骂他们骂得好厉害。
And they were scolding at them in a very furious way.
说他们是无赖，说他们是匪类。
And calling them, you know, thieves and thus.
那当时那个弗兰斯是不在家。
At that time, St. Francis was not at home.
他回来之后知道这件事情。
And he realized these things when he came back.
就感觉到这个年轻的弟兄是不对的。
And he think that this young person, what he did was wrong.
因为他们想要进来想偷的是偷一些吃的东西。
Because when they broke in, they want to steal something to eat.
所以他要这个年轻人说，你现在要拿这个酒啦、饼啦。Yeah, 去追踪这三个仔。
And he asked the young person, so you should take this bread and wine to find them.
你一定要把他们找到，把这些东西给他们。
You need to really find them and give this bread and wine to them.
不单止如此，你要更要向他们认错。
And you also have to ask the bread for forgiveness.
那然后呢，邀请他们饶恕，然后邀请他们到我们这里来。
And beg for the forgiveness and invite them to us.
我们会提供他所需要。
And we will provide what they need.
不要不再去偷窃了。
So that they don't have to steal again.
所以这个年轻人就很辛苦了。感谢神，他终于找到这三个仔匪徒了。
And after the long and tiring journey, he actually found the three thieves.
他按照法兰西斯所要求的去做的吩咐。
He did what exactly St. Francis asked him to do.
要求这三个宅这个匪徒饶恕他宽恕他。
And he asked the three thieves to forgive him what he had said.
这三个匪徒感觉到很奇怪。
The three thieves was really shocked.
有这样的人要求饶恕的了。
And,Wow, there's you know, there's some you know, how come there's people that ask for forgiveness?
我到你家里面偷东西，你还要我饶恕你？虽然你骂过我啊，但是也不需要这么奇怪的表现。
Yeah, I steal stuff from you, and then you still you know come back and ask me for forgiveness. What a strange thing!
所以这三个匪徒感觉到很感动，所以跟从他。回到法兰西斯的家。
The three thieves was really moved by this, and he followed this young person to St. Francis' home.
法兰西斯就提供了他们住的吃的，作为他们的好朋友。
And St. Francis provided food and shelter for them and became good friends.
后来这三个匪徒呢，就变成了一个教会里面的信徒。
And these three thieves became the member of the church.
他们信耶稣的人。
And we could, for us who believed in and became a believers.
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
And Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
但愿我们都能够去分享耶稣生命的粮。
We all will be able to share this message of the bread.
有时候我们分享人的口粮，就能够同时分享耶稣生命的粮给别人。
And we share the bread.The food to people, and we can, at the same time we can share this the bread of life.
我们同心祷告。
Let's bow down and pray together.
天父，感谢你，愿你的生命的粮常常在我们的生命里面。
Lord, we ask you that to keep the bread of life in our life.
求主感动我们在座当中还没有接受你做救主的朋友。
Lord, we ask you to, you know, to move the heart of those who still have not believed in you.
让他们今天能够领悟到耶稣是生命的粮。
So they can today they can realize that you are the bread of life.
耶稣不单单是我们的口粮。
Jesus is not only our bread.
是我们真的生命里面的所需要的生命的粮。
And this is actually the real bread of.That's needed in our life.
愿主你的话能够营养我们的属灵的生命。
May your word nurture us, our spiritual life.
让我们能够更爱主爱人来荣耀主的圣名。
So that we can love you and love the other peoples more to glorify you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣的圣名。
And we praise that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.